This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we continue our celebration of National Public Radio Music Day. We are honoring the personalities and voices on WEMU that bring you 43 hours of live and local music programming every week, all year long. As such, we've set a goal of raising $43,000 on this one-day pop-up fundraiser. $1,000 for every hour of WEMU's live music programming weekly. Every single one of those people that entertain and inform you works for you, but also works because of you. Every single one of them is paid with listener contributions, so consider your donation today an investment in what you hear the next time you hit the 89.1 WEMU button to find the very best, jazz, blues, Americana, and more. Make your donation at WEMU.org, and we'll take the opportunity to publicly thank you for being a WEMU partner. Now, when I say we, there are two people with me right now. WEMU General Manager Molly Motherwell is here in studio, and 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell joins us by phone. Good morning, Representative Dingell.
Good morning, David, and good morning, Molly. Great to be with both of you.
Well, we're happy to have you.
It was 1967 that President Lyndon B. Johnson signed into law the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967. Of course, your late husband, John Dingell, was among the architects of that measure. He was a very longtime supporter of public radio, and that has continued with your leadership in Washington as well. What does public broadcasting mean to you?
Public broadcasting is so very important. Communities lean on it for essential sources of local news, information, and education. And you know, David and Molly, I think public radio is the place that people think they're going to get balanced news. For the American people, they feel like it's a safe place to hear what is going on, what's really happening in the world in an objective fashion, but also that you're a place that encourages art and creativity, which is one of the things that you are celebrating today. It gives us quality of life. You know, you enrich our culture. I could keep going, but I love public radio and broadcast.
Well, we're certainly glad that you do, and it's so important. You know, we here at WEMU several years ago started an annual event that pre-pandemic we would hold with people in person every year, and it was the WEMU State of the Station Breakfast. And our first such event, Molly Motherwell, you put out a whole host of requests for people to attend.
I did. This was after my first year as general manager. This was in January of 2012, and I said, we're going to do this State of the Station. We'll have a breakfast, and we'll invite all these key stakeholders, listeners, donors, community figures, elected representatives, and we'll just talk about where we are in what we're doing, if we're filling our mission. So the very first yes I got, and I was very nervous about this. I had no idea what it was going to be like. The very first yes I got was from Congressman John Dingell. And I was overcome. I was thrilled. I remember I ran around and showed everybody in. Congresswoman Dingell, I don't know if you remember this or not. It was a terrible day. The weather was awful, and the ice on the roads and 40-mile-an-hour winds, and it was just horrible. But you two were the first ones who showed up. And I saw you come in, and I thought, wow, people are going to actually come to this. And I'll never forget, I went over and greeted you both, and the congressman told me there was no place he'd rather be, which I have my doubts about, but he sounded sincere.
He loved public broadcasting.
And he
loved you guys.
And then he said to me, would you mind if I said a few words? And I just thought, wow, you know, this was kind of like the everything coming together for me, that I'm holding this breakfast. I don't know what's going to happen. Public radio is so important to me. And here is one of the architects of the Public Broadcasting Act asking me if he could speak at my event. And so I said, of course not. This is my event. You need to sit down and eat your breakfast. But no, I didn't.
But of course,
he was so eloquent and so wonderful.
But you just said something, Representative Dingell, that public broadcasting was so important to Congressman Dingell. Why is that?
First of all, the different subjects that you touched, he loved history. And you would, you know, Ken Burns, I, quite frankly, I didn't even listen to everything that he listened to because he and I didn't always have the same taste. But he knew that he was going to get facts. He was going to get it balanced. He found the voices soothing. He knew the news was reliable. And he loved hearing you talk about arts and culture and connecting all the dots for us as a society. So I need to tell you both something I was thinking about this morning, thinking about him, really missing him. And he, like, sent me a message. I'm taking care of this hour. We, in John Dingell's name, I am pledging $1,000.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Thank you so kindly.
He sent me that signal from above this morning. I miss him.
Well, thanks to both of you. We most certainly appreciate it. And let that serve as inspiration for the rest of you listening right now to invest in public radio music, and in your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.
Let's see if we can match it. Let's see if we can match it in the next few minutes.
I should have said it that way.
WEMU.org is where you go, WEMU.org. Click the donate button, and you can match the $1,000 given to us by the Dingell family today here at 89.1 WEMU. One of the things that Congress is charged with doing is, each legislative session, renewing funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Almost every time this comes up, there are threats that the funding will be eliminated. You have made it a point to not only try and continue the funding, but increase the funding so that stations like WEMU can continue moving forward. Do you anticipate that this is going to be something that continues to win support?
Well, I hope our listeners will continue to write their... You don't have to write me. I'm not a problem. But we need to make sure that we are telling members of Congress how important it is. You know, in the American Rescue Plan, we did put significant funding in for COVID-related assistance because all the stations, so many of the arts and culture organizations and stations, things like public broadcasting have been impacted. And we did put money in to help the 1,400 public radio and television stations. We're going to keep fighting for it. I never take anything for granted, but hopefully this, you've got a long, healthy future ahead of you because all of us do know how important you are, and we are going to continue to support you.
And along those lines, since the beginning of the pandemic, you and I have had virtually weekly conversations every Friday morning at this time. And I'm wondering if that has been of service to your mission of serving the 12th Congressional District, including portions of Washtenaw County.
I think one of the most important things it has allowed is, one, for me to give regular Washington updates about what's happening. You know, and as things continue, it lets us update people on, you know, why you need to wear a mask or where you can get a vaccine or why vaccine distribution was slow, how it's increased, how we're in the middle of a COVID panic. But the other thing it allows is you listen to people, too, and you ask me the tough questions people are asking, so I'm able to provide answers. I think when you're in times like this, the most important thing you can do is to communicate. And, yes, I have found that regular process of communicating to be critical during these really hard times.
And people may not know, but you are an ardent supporter of arts and culture in our community. You have a passion for it, regularly contributing and being a part of the Detroit Jazz Festival. WEMU supports the arts and cultural institutions in Washtenaw County and the Detroit International Jazz Festival as well. So, in this time of pandemic, all of these entities have been suffering. What is the work you're doing to ensure that it continues into the future?
Well, I'm committed to ensuring funding for all forms of the arts. You know, many of our arts organizations were deeply impacted by the COVID. It was by COVID. The regular source of revenue wasn't coming in. So we have, and they didn't even have access to things like PPE for their employees and no way to pay for it, and they needed to have access to their business organizations. In the end, they're paying employees. So we made sure that they had access to PPP loans, and it's been an upsetting time for art and culture, and it's and inspiring to see the creativity amidst the chaos. You know, last Friday, I'll give you another example. I love Festival of Fools, and we all have to be careful. We couldn't parade, but I was out there Friday night wearing my double mask, keeping my distance, Purell in hand, but seeing the creativity of people in Washtenaw County, and we did it a different way, and music can be soothing to the soul, and how do you, there's just so many different things. I've met this week with a number of organizations from the Washtenaw arts community to talk about the things that are really on their minds. They contribute. They are critical to the quality of life we have in our communities. And they're helping the kids in schools and helping to touch them and give them a different perspective. There've been so many needs, David, but we're all working together to try to meet them.
Well, WEMU is one of the institutions that helps tie this all together. We are a stitch in the fabric of our arts and cultural community, and we're asking you to invest today at WEMU.org. Representative Dingell, thank you for the time this morning, and if you'll hang on the line, we'll take your pledge this morning. Representative Dingell offering a $1,000 match, challenging you to invest in WEMU
and
as
thank
well.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and have a
thank you all.
Have a great weekend, Representative
you
Dingell.
Too.
This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.